What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to Korea, North Korea has basically issued a statement saying that the U.S. needs to lay off if it wants to live safely, and that it is a pipe dream for the United States to believe North Korea would ever give up its nuclear weapons. And again, the United States only has itself to blame for this intransigence, because the U.S. has gone to other countries like Libya, Syria, Iraq, and said, if you give up these weapons of mass destruction, we will leave you alone. And these countries gave up their weapons of mass destruction only to be invaded by the United States. Now, with a pattern like that, I can understand North Korea's hardline position here. If we give up our weapons of deterrence, there'll be no deterrent to the United States coming on in and invading us. And a lot of people living in North Korea remember how badly they suffered at the hands of the United States at the start of the Korean War, which technically, officially is still on. Now, Moscow is out there saying they're ready to act as a mediator between the United States and North Korea. This is Putin playing the global statesman again. And unfortunately for Putin, it's a good idea and it's a generous offer. It's a non-starter because the United States does not see itself as a participant in a discussion, but always being in charge of the talks. And so they're not going to go for that. But critics are basically saying that if the United States is serious about wanting to actually have talks with North Korea, the very best way they could start was with an apology for the use of biological and chemical weapons during the start of the Korean War. Now, the U.S. officially denies doing any such thing, but there's a tremendous body of evidence that, in point of fact, yes, the United States was using chemical and biological weapons on the civilians of North Korea. And North Korea is certainly convinced about it. So if the U.S. is serious about talks, then acknowledging that and saying, we goofed, we messed up, because it certainly didn't win the war for them, did it? That might be a big start. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. And I do find myself in agreement with that caller. I'm not trusting all these glowing numbers that the retailers are supposed to have done over the holiday shopping season. And when we get the earnings reports from the retailers at the first quarter of 2018, those are going to be the numbers we're going to look at. Because, again, it's Boxing Day. The post-Christmas sales are going to go on for another week. And what's corporate media going to be doing? Convincing everybody that it's wonderful. You can still get great deals. There are things to buy, and you don't want to be left behind. All your friends and neighbors just maxed out that plastic. And, boy, there's something wrong with you if you don't do the same. Apparently, 41 million people are living in poverty this holiday season. 9 million of them do not receive any income from anyone at all. And once you've been unemployed for long enough, you don't qualify for unemployment payments anymore. And once you're on the street, there is nowhere for other programs to send a check to. It's this little trap door at the bottom of our economy. If you fall on out, the spring slaps it shut and there's no way back up. Somebody ought to work on that. Claire and I learned when we were involved with the food program over at this other church over here, not everybody who's living on the streets deserves to be there or did something where that's their punishment. We saw young people, people with skills, people who got lured here with promises of work that evaporated, and they didn't have enough money to leave. Call them Hawaiian sourdoughs. Sour on Hawaii, don't have the dough to leave. There needs to be a mechanism to reintegrate them into our society. They've put one together for the illegal immigrants and the refugees to get them reintegrated. But how about homeless Americans? Why does nobody care about them? That's a question that needs to be asked. Right now, New York City is going through the most homelessness since the Depression of the 1930s. Homelessness in Los Angeles is at all-time record highs. Don't tell me that this economy is working. It's working for the people at the very top, and that's the way they like it. Something else I noticed about Christmas gift giving this year, a lot more homemade food items were being given as gifts. A lot less store-bought stuff, more food items. Now, according to CCN, a high-ranking European Union official has dismissed any suggestions that the EU will regulate Bitcoin markets and exchanges. And basically, the EU's view of the cryptocurrency, they don't view it as an alternative currency. And people can buy and sell them, but there's not going to be any regulation whatsoever. The EU only recognizes the euro as a legitimate medium of exchange, which I don't think is going to change people's enthusiasm for Bitcoin, which, by the way, is on its way back up after that dip on Friday. Japan is taking a little more serious look at what's going on. And apparently, Japan's largest bank is preparing a contingency plan for a potential Bitcoin exchange collapse. And this is all going back to February 2014, when Tokyo-based Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox, for more than 24,000 investors around the world, had some major problems. And it triggered a two-year crypto bear market that saw the price of a single Bitcoin plunge from a peak of $1,200 to a low of $200 before the current bull market really took off. Well, they don't want to go through that again. And there are reasons to be cautious about Bitcoin, because it is no more real a currency than the Federal Reserve note. There's no commodity base supporting it. And unfortunately, with all these malware, computer malware, that is hijacking machines as Bitcoin miners, we're actually looking at an inflationary bubble in the supply of Bitcoins. They're being created so fast by all these hijacked machines. And that's making it unstable. There's no real stabilization mechanism. Bitcoin mining was supposed to be, we were told it was going to be controlling the number of Bitcoins in circulation. But with all of these websites and malware that are out there literally hijacking millions, hundreds of millions of computers around the world as Bitcoin miners, that control has broken down. And it's another reason to be very, very, very concerned. Now, getting on over to the Eurozone, they had their Christmas message, and they had this sort of a post. It was a picture of the EU flag flanked by blue and gold baubles and tinsels, and the message was Merry Christmas and warm holiday wishes. And apparently, this triggered a Twitter firestorm chastising them for their failures on the continent. You can put all the decorations you want on it. The European Union is not working for the nations of Europe or for the European people. And a lot of people were very critical for Brussels for not reigning in Spain when Spain was arresting the people behind the Catalan independence movement. Now, apparently, Tony Blair is still out there trying to tour around, trying to be a global statesman, trying to be a successful foreign, former, prime minister. But apparently, people are getting tired of him. And apparently, Mr. Blair is just out there, and people are just saying, nobody wants to see or hear Tony Blair again. And a big part of that might be the fact of his lies in support of the war in Iraq, the dodgy dossier, the Downing Street memo. That's why we called him Phony Tony. He was as big a liar getting the war in Iraq started as George W. Bush was. So why would anybody want to listen to somebody once you know they're liars? And worse, they lie their countries into wars of conquest. In my view, that is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors that a leader can commit. to lie and trick his own people into a war of conquest. You show me where in the Constitution the government is allowed to do that. Now, Catalonia just had a major election for their regional parliament back on the 21st. The pro-independence parties won an absolute majority in the parliament. It was a sweep. And basically now the Catalan parliament is wholly on board with independence. So the king of Spain has basically come on out saying, really, the parliament has to respect different political views. Meaning, even though the Catalan voters voted a pro-independence parliament into power, that really they ought to just not really focus too much on the pro-independence and just realize there are other views, like keeping Spain and Europe glued together. But it's very obvious all across Europe that this idea of being part of a large union, a continent-spanning union collective, it's worn out. People don't want to be part of that anymore. We're seeing it in Catalonia. We're hearing about portions of Italy want to break off now, Lombardia and Venice. Now, Sebastian Kurz, who heads a right-wing coalition government with the far-right Freedom Party, is strongly against the view that migrants who come to a European Union country should be distributed across the member states under a quota system. Mr. Kurz told the German daily Bild am Sonntag, forcing states to take refugees doesn't take Europe any further. It makes no sense. And basically saying that if they continue jamming more refugees into the European Union, it will divide the EU. And member states will decide on their own how many people they will welcome. They're regaining control over their borders. Now, up in Switzerland, their president is now calling for a referendum to clarify their relations with the European Union. This is more of the pushback. Because the European Union was originally sold to the people of Europe as little more than a free travel, free trade block of nations. The outer border of the EU would be enforced, and all the internal borders between the member states would basically just be left open. No passports, no visas. You could go from France to Spain to Britain to Italy just by driving around. And that was very attractive to the people of Europe. But over the intervening years, Brussels has grabbed more and more power and authority to itself and eroded the sovereignty of the member nations. And now they're starting to push on back. So the Swiss president wants a referendum to clarify their relations with Brussels. What Brussels can do, more importantly, what Brussels cannot do. Now, getting on back to Pope Francis, among other things that he said during his Christmas message, he tried to equate the migrant flow into Europe with the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. And that got a lot of people very upset, because if you actually understand the story of Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem, they weren't migrating. They had been ordered to go to Bethlehem as part of the Roman taxation system. You would go back to the city of your birth, you'd pay your taxes, then you'd turn around and you'd go home again. And it was all within the same country, the Roman Empire. And so, no, the migrants coming out of Africa and the Middle East, they're not just going for a visit to Europe and going home. They're not going up there to pay taxes. And they've basically gone into Europe to plunder, rape, and steal. And the Pope was just really not thinking when he made that comment. I'll give you this. He's an interesting Pope. Some of the things he said I really like, and some of the things he said says just come across as incredibly uninformed. Now, up in Sweden, there was what was called the Fichte case, where this five men gang raped this woman, and they were acquitted by the court. And a lot of people think that there was pressure brought to bear to not have a guilty plea, because the rape epidemic is a hot topic for people who want stronger borders. So apparently, within hours of this acquittal of these five men charged with gang raping this girl, there were petitions and crowdfunding efforts started in Sweden. They raised 100,000 signatures saying something has to be done about immigration. And apparently they raised something like $70,000 for the victim herself. But just trying to pretend that it's not going on is not going to solve the problem. YouTube, apparently in the wake of this acquittal, temporarily banned Europeans from viewing this documentary by Cernovich on Sweden's migrant rape crisis. No, you can't see that. We don't want you thinking about that. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The European Union, you know, the European Union, even back before when they were talking about it, I always thought it was kind of suspicious. We've got all these countries that have been war with each other for how many years, 500 years. And it really looks like the whole thing was put together just so they could surprise attack the country with all these immigrants and to diminish the white population. I don't think the people are sophisticated enough to realize that a very small number of people in Europe are behind all this. And it's basically, I think it's basically the banking system.
Well, the bankers want a single global private central bank. They don't want there to be any kind of an alternative system out there that people can watch and learn from. That's why they're trying to eradicate the last few countries that have a much more workable economic system. That's why they spent so much time working against the young United States, which was operating an economy that wasn't based on borrowing everything from a banker.
Yeah, well, I think what they're going to do, they're going to let the EU fall apart, and then all these countries will have all these immigrants, and they'll all go back to their own currency. And who knows what will happen after that? I don't know. I doubt another war. I don't think people really want to fight it. But I think it'll all go back to where it was, where you're going to end up having to have a visa to go into this country and to that country. I don't think it's going to hold up.
Well, I'm seeing the signs of strains around the EU, but I think what's going to happen when the EU falls apart and the EU nations regain their full sovereignty, they're going to start rounding up these migrants and refugees, and they're going to send them back home.
I'll bet against that. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I mean, most of these people who are in Europe right now have not officially been accepted as refugees. They're still being processed, which can take years, and they can still be refused and shown the border. Let's take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you feeling?
Almost back to my normal self here. Claire is unfortunately still not doing well at all, and I'm probably going to take her to the doctor in the next day or two.
I hope she feels better. Hey Mike, just the last caller about it's all about diminishing the population of a country's culture, but it's also about trying to prop up a dying economic system because they got low birth rates over there. And there's a trade-off. They bring these people in, but they don't assimilate, and they form their own basically countries inside. It's a disaster. It's just a disaster that you can see the disaster not only there but here.
Yes.
Look at the cultures you got in Chicago and Detroit and now Minnesota and all. I mean, it's the same style thing going on. You know, it's just wreck. Man, Mike, it's destined to fail. Can you hold me over?
All right, Dustin, stay on the line. We got to do a commercial break. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to talk about Switzerland also with all the migrant stuff going on in the EU. You know, if the Swiss were smart, you know, which they're not, but if they were, they would go with the Russia and the Chinese access, because if you look at Pakistan, they want to dump the U.S. dollar, this grum. I mean, everybody's lining up, Mike. Like, you know, it just seems like everybody's getting ready, and it's like, you know, who's going to be the first person to do it, and who's going to be stuck being the last person, you know? And it doesn't help with us being at the UN's. I mean, the UN's a corrupt. They need reorganization, but, you know, most governments of the world is corrupt, including us. We're up there with the number three, you know? But, I mean, with the whole, like, if it's our way or the highway, well, you know what? They're all going to tell us, hit the highway, Jack. You know, hit the road, Jack. That's what's going to happen. And, you know, we're nationalists, but, you know, you need to be a global trading partner also. But, you know, what's going to happen is, you know, if people, these countries realize, you know, you don't want to play ball or make deals or just, it's either our way or no way. You know, they're just going to say, all right, see ya. You know, they could do deals with China. I mean, they're doing deals with China already. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a matter of time, Mike, like this attitude that not just Trump has, has a Nikki Haley, but it's ingrained in, like, elements of our government and even some of the population, this attitude problem, you know. You know, it's going to hit us real bad if people want to play it that way. You know,
well, you know, back at the end of World War II, when the Bretton Woods Agreement was hammered out, it actually did make sense because accounts were being settled with boxes of currency, if not gold bullion. It actually made sense for everybody to acknowledge one currency as being global for the sake of convenience. And that's why they went along with this idea of the U.S. dollar, good as gold, around the world. But the U.S. took advantage of that situation. They overprinted the dollars. They didn't have the gold to back it up. But today, in an age of instantaneous global financial transactions and confirmation, the idea of needing a single global currency is an obsolete idea. But the U.S. doesn't want to let go of that, because what the U.S. does by having the world use the dollar for global for cross-border trade and banking is they're literally making money off of other people's commerce. They're literally draining wealth out of other countries just for the permission to use that piece of paper and colored ink. And because the U.S. economy got lazy over Bretton Woods, all this wealth is pouring on in. We don't need to actually do anything. We've allowed our manufacturing to decline over the last 30 years, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And so the U.S. economy is in a real corner, because if the rest of the world does stop using that dollar, then the value of the dollar is going to plummet, because there's nothing backing it up. And it'll just fall right down into the basement.
Yeah, who wants to buy a Caterpillar when they can buy a Komatsu? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Nobody. Nobody. You know, and throwing out rhetoric saying, you know, do this or else. No, we'll buy Komatsu. You know, there's other trading partners out there that'll do business, you know. Hey, Mike, did you see this new report? China's the number one economy in the world. I don't know why this report's saying in 15 years. I know there's two ways to view the number one economy of the world, but I think China is the number one, according to like a PPP, I think it's called.
Yes.
But, I mean, they're the economic powerhouse of the world. I mean, we don't make anything. I think we've got 12 to 14% manufacturing, and it's not coming back. They're 7% growth per year. And what are we, negative to 3%, if you believe that? I don't believe it.
Yes.
Not with all the homeless people.
No, China's a manufacturing powerhouse, and China can make things we can't. The United States cannot manufacture an iPhone inside the United States. We have to go to China to get these things done. And it's the reason we have $1.5 billion trade deficit every single day.
I just get mad how Trump and all these other people say, oh, they're manipulating their current. What have we been doing? Like, since 1971. That's why we got taken off the gold standards, because we had more claim tickets than the gold to redeem it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've been running a scam. Yeah, we've been running a scam for 50, 60 years. You know, but
that's,
we got to demonize
exactly
them,
what
you know?
It was. It's exactly
hey, Mike,
what it was. Okay.
Oh, no, I wanted to just switch topics totally.
Okay. Well, we've got another commercial break coming up here, so I'm going to have to put you back on hold. Don't hang up, and we'll come back with your new topic. Meanwhile, filling in the gap between here and the start of the commercials, do you remember there was that Berlin Christmas Market jihad attack? Apparently, some people put up a little memorial for the people who were victims, and the police took it down. Oh, it makes the immigrants look bad. And apparently somebody's snuck back in and put up another memorial. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with Justin after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're still talking with Dustin in New Jersey. You said you had one more topic.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the new topic, which really has nothing to do with anything. But you're right with these people. If you set up a little memorial for somebody, the liberals will come over and destroy it or steal the stuff because it's not what they view of the world. It's their way or the highway, just like the EU and all these other people. All right, Mike. Changing topics, I want to know what your take is on, like, all this, like, the renderings. I mean, I'm like into computer graphics, but the technology now, the rendering speeds than, like, what was in the, you know, in the 90s, you know, it was so slow. They had the silicon station, you know, workstation, silicon graphics. Workstations. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, they were cooled, refrigeration, right? They were, like, gigantic machines. I mean, the rendering speeds, you can work right out of your home now, you know?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and of course, I sort of grew up with that industry, and I started with Robert Able and Associates. And yes, we even before the Silicon Graphics machines came along, we were working with Evans and Sutherland vector display systems. And the rendering speeds were very, very primitive. Today, it's just absolutely amazing. Of course, the software is also a lot more demanding because it's able to do a lot more. So there's sort of a trade-off there. But yeah, back when I was still producing TV commercials. Hang on a second. Are you okay? Okay, I'm sorry. I had to check on Claire. I'm hearing noises coming from where she is, and with all this rain coming down and thunder outside, I'm not sure what she's saying. Okay, anyway, yeah, it's been kind of an amazing process to watch over the years, going back to the 80s and up to today with what can be done with the software. And every once in a while, I'll still haul it out and play with it just for the fun of it. I do the Christmas cards with it.
And Mike, I just want to ask you, I'm a big Ray Harryhausen fan. What did you ever see Coraline? Movie Coraline
yes,
was
I did.
Amazing. Yeah, I want anybody who's listening, if you like movies and that computer animation and stop motion, Coraline was one of the most incredible movies, I think.
Well, that was a case of using computer animation to simulate stop motion animation. And it was kind of an interesting artistic use of the medium. But more and more we're seeing computer animation sort of pulling away from that ultra photorealistic dinosaur kind of thing and becoming much more stylistic and creative. And that's what makes it fun.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show. And tell Claire. I hope she feels better.
I'm certainly going to pass that along to her because she's not doing very well. And as soon as the show is over, I got to go take care of her. Alrighty, getting on back here. I'm getting a bunch of emails from people who are saying they saw the same thing I did Christmas morning. The trash bins are not as full as they were this time last year. So all this talk about what an amazing runaway shopping season it was may just be more propaganda to flog you all back down to the malls. Fox News was just running a story a little while ago about Hillary Clinton coming on out and campaigning for Democratic candidates next year during the midterms. And more people are saying that might not actually be a very good idea. And obviously there is that fanatical core of Hillary supporters who will come on out because they want to see her highnessnessness and wave at her and the rest of it. But it may, I think, for people who are not part of that fanatical liberal view may actually be a negative. With all that happened last year and with all that may be coming out in the very near future, Hillary's brand is damaged, and she could turn out to be a real albatross around the neck of the Democratic National Party. And there's more than a few leaders in the DNC are saying they just wish she would shut up and go away. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Mark in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I want to say I wish Claire well. When I come down like that, I chop up cloves of garlic into little pieces and take it like aspirin, and it really helps me out. So I really wish her well. I hate to hear her not being so happy.
We're dealing with some complications here. And like I said, as soon as the show is over, the rest of the day I'm just going to be taking care of her.
No, I wish her well. I wanted to comment on the previous caller. He brought up the idea that the illegals are forming their own like little neighborhoods and little kingdoms. And my idea is that's not shouldn't be the real concern. The concern is that our government, our mayors, our councils have done the same thing. They form the little kingdoms and they rule us like they're little serfs. And that's where the people should be concerned. It's not so much that the illegals are in the way or causing us harm. It's our local government from the city all the way up to the president that are doing the exact same things that allow these illegals to do what they're doing. And if
that's you hit it on the head. This is being allowed to happen. By governments that supposedly are supposed to be responsible to their own citizens. And as I mentioned earlier, we have all these programs to bring refugees and immigrants into our economic system, but there's no mechanism to return homeless Americans, American citizens who've dropped out the bottom of the system. There's no mechanism to bring them back in. And that, to me, I think shows a tremendous betrayal of the people by the government that is supposed to be our representative in managing our nation's sovereignty.
Well, I agree, and that's why I say, you said our local government and our state, city, and county, they're the ones perpetrating this fraud because they themselves have set up their own little kingdom where they get millions in benefits and provide zero services or zero accountability. It's just terrible. We got to concentrate on our local government and how corrupt they are as liars and thieves, and we would never have an illegal problem if our own people weren't such corrupt garbage.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, when you have people like George Soros who've got huge amounts of money to hand on out, they can basically change the country to what they think is whatever ideal they're holding in their head. And like I said, Soros reminds me very much of the villain in this 1990s Michael Caine movie, The Billion Dollar Brain, where Ed Begley played this Texas oil billionaire who just decided he was going to start World War III with the Soviet Union all by himself. And Soros is playing that very same dangerous game. Now, he's not trying to start a global war, to the best of my knowledge, but he's definitely out there pushing this one world government, new world order idea. And he's got enough money where he's got tremendous amounts of influence, especially when you consider this guy has not been elected to any office by any voters anywhere.
Right, and he's buying the liars and thieves, the Al Capones that we have been tricked into voting for and electing into office. And that's where it is. Our problem is not the immigrants. Our problem is our own government.
Our problem is both. Our problem is both because of the sellouts in our government who are pushing the open borders agenda and sanctuary cities, violating U.S. immigration law. We have an immigrant problem. They're both problems. Okay.
Yeah, I suppose, but it's local. It's local. Thank you, Mike.
No, it's pretty much national. It's pretty much all over Europe. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And let's see, getting on back to Europe. In Switzerland, somebody did a study looking back at the numbers. 94.9% of asylum seekers in the city of Basel are on benefits. They're just costing huge amounts of money. There are some places in Europe where the load of the refugees on the economy is so great, they're actually raising the mandatory retirement age so they can save money on the pensioners. Not have to pension them off so early. Work them a few years longer, take that money, give it to the refugees. And I think people living in those countries, born in those countries, can be looking at the government and saying, whose side are you on here? Now, apparently with the influx of refugees, there also seems to be a lot of gun running going on. And so Scandinavia apparently is being flooded with arms smuggled from the Balkans, and they're getting some very serious weapons, such as the Serbian Zastava and Czech-Serbian Scorpion machine guns. And not too surprisingly, there's been an increase in shooting incidents, primarily involving the refugees here. Now, Tucker Carlson did a segment challenging the orthodox view that the refugees and the immigrants are really very good people, that they're more likely to be law-abiding than your average American, that they're actually safer to be around than the average American, and he basically tore it apart. And the first thing he did is point on out that the U.S. government does track crime statistics by all kinds of different categories, but for some reason has never tracked according to immigration status. It's a number they don't want to know. Never ask a question if you do not want to hear the answer. But apparently some other groups have been keeping track of the numbers. And so here it comes on down right now. First of all, you need to understand, these illegal immigrants broke our laws just stepping across the border. And they're being assisted by Americans who are also breaking the law in order to assist them. Title VIII. So according to the report cited by Tucker Carlson, 22% of murders are being committed by illegal immigrants, 18% of fraud, 33% of money laundering, 29% of drug trafficking, and 72% of drug possession. So this puts an end to the idea that all of these illegal immigrants and refugees are really nice people. If we just give them all a green card, it'll be hunky-dory. Remember, migration, sneaking across a border, it's a filtration process. You're not getting the good people from those source countries. They're happy where they are. They're successful. They don't have a reason to leave. What we're getting are the people who couldn't make it in their home countries. We're getting people who are probably fleeing prosecution for crimes they committed in their home country, and now they're going to commit those crimes in the new country. I'm willing to speculate here that all of those refugees up in Sweden who've turned it into the rape capital of the world were probably doing exactly the same thing before they went to Sweden. Now, apparently, there was this investigative journalist, 33-year-old Bekir Rabani, was a hugely popular Swedish independent reporter. And apparently, he was found dead at his home last Friday in suspicious circumstances. And he was working on an investigation into the radical leftist mainstream journalist Robert Aschberg and his connection to George Soros-funded extremist organizations when he was killed. Shortly before he died, Rabani had revealed he was about to lift the lid on mass corruption that linked Soros and Aschberg. So it looks like Soros is starting his own dead bodies list now. So as long as we're talking about the horrible weather that's out there, for people who are trying to get home after Christmas, it has been a nightmare. Something like 3,500 flights have been delayed. More than 50 have been canceled. There was one incident where an aircraft literally skidded on the runway. Nobody got hurt, but it indicates the weather they're dealing with here. So as the old Farmer's Almanac had predicted, winter arrived late, but it is hitting hard. I've got people who are sending me in photos of their thermometers up in Canada, minus 30 degrees centigrade. That is cold. Right now, there are temperatures colder than parts of the Arctic Circle getting ready to hit the U.S.
President Trump partly blamed Attorney General Jeff Sessions
let's see,
for the GOP
much of this
loss
week
the
through
Alabama
New Year's.
Election.
Single
According
digits to negative temps
Tuesday,
to minus
Trump
25 to minus 40 degree Fahrenheit, wind chills, snow in the deep south. Erie, Pennsylvania set an all-time record of 34 inches of snow in their Christmas blizzard. New York City is dealing with biting winds on New York's eaves, cold grip central and eastern USA. And I tell you, I hope they got those shelters out for the homeless people. They will freeze to death in that wind chill. There is no question about it. Meanwhile, up in Canada, they have this website over at Policy Horizons, and they came out with an announcement saying that Santa Claus has signed an agreement to move his workshop, his elves, and his reindeer to the South Pole because of the global warming in the Arctic. That's just a little bit out there. Now, over in Norway, there's a huge lawsuit getting underway. And the lawsuit is basically a bid to stop the future oil exploration in Norway. And obviously, this lawsuit will have far-reaching consequences for Norway's oil and gas industry, indeed all of Europe. It was filed by environmentalists Greenpeace and Nature and Youth with the Grandparents Climate Campaign as an intermediary. Now, the plaintiffs contend that the government's June 2016 decision to allow oil drilling in 10 vulnerable areas of the Barents Sea constitutes a breach of the Norwegian Constitution and the Paris Climate Accord, which Norway signed. So what's going to happen is if Greenpeace is actually able to get this court to say, no, you can't drill for oil there, they're going to hit all those other countries that signed the Paris Climate Accord and try and shut down their oil drilling and exploration. And by the way, I notice Greenpeace and all these other people who are out there saying oil is bad, petroleum is bad, they have yet to come up with a workable alternative to keep our civilization going. They love to talk about solar panels and windmills, but they've never worked out. They've never penciled out. Until you have a replacement, we have to stay with what's working. We'll be right back after these words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about how Greenpeace and some other organizations are up in Norway trying to get the government to halt oil exploration drilling on the basis of the Paris Climate Accord. And the problem I have with all of this is, first of all, the idea that hydrocarbon fuels are warming the planet, it's pretty much been disproved. But more importantly, these idealists come up with this idea about we should get rid of oil and gas. Okay, what are you going to replace it with? And that's where it all falls apart. They've come up with some schemes like ethanol, which didn't work out. It's not carbon neutral. You have to buy and burn more of it to do the same amount of work as a smaller amount of gasoline, and it destroys the fuel systems in older cars. But they don't think about all these little details. They just have a buzzword. We're going to burn ethanol. It'll be carbon neutral because the plants will suck the carbon dioxide out of the air and we'll just burn it over and over and over again. Same thing with solar cells. Solar cells are good. Solar cells can help reduce your electric bill. But to try and power the entire nation, including our factories, on solar power, most of the people are going to be living in the shade their entire lives. Windmills have not held up. They don't have any place to store the energy when there's too much wind for times when there isn't any wind. If it's overcast and no wind, solar and windmills simply do not work. And unfortunately, they tend to put up the windmills in the areas with the most wind, which also happens to be the migration routes of birds. And so these giant spinning windmills are actually chopping up birds during their migration. Now, let's talk a little bit about computers. As you know, there's been a big stink over the fact that Apple appears to have been slowing down older models of the iPhone using their software updates, which every once in a while you get a new update, and apparently some very sharp-eyed users began to realize that their phones were not performing the way they did when they were new. And apparently it's now been confirmed that, yes, Apple was remotely slowing down older iPhones. And Apple is claiming that they're trying to maximize the overall lifespan of the device by conserving the battery, because the slower the iPhone runs, the less strain there is on the battery. That's what they're saying. Now, for most users, they would say, well, just give us the option to replace the battery. And if you're my age, you remember when the first smartphones, first cell phones came on out, yeah, you could replace the battery yourself. Not on the iPhones. Apple's always had this idea that you get a battery with the appliance, whether it's an iPod or an iPad or an iPhone, and when the battery dies, you just get a new one. All right, so we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll come back to this issue right after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.